My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees Spring Training Podcast for Saturday, March 13th. The Yankees home against the Pirates won 7-5. DJ LeMahieu hit a three-run homer in this ballgame. And Corey Kluber started. He allowed two runs in four innings. A lot of the Yankees' top relievers followed Kluber. Aroldis Chapman, Darren O'Day, Justin Wilson. Combined, they gave up one run. Chad Green gave up a couple. Luis Sessa finished off with a scoreless inning. Aroldis Chapman struck out one batter in his one inning of work. It was pretty quick. Chapman didn't throw a lot of pitches. 10 pitches, 8 strikes. But he did throw a good splitter. I think a couple, actually, for strikes. This split change that really surfaced last year, it appears, for the first time with Chapman in a ballgame. All of a sudden, it is kind of the talk of spring training because Aroldis Chapman still throws very hard, but he's not the guy that throws 105 anymore as he's come back down towards the gasp double digits of 98, 99, 100 occasionally. He's a guy who has experimented with some more weapons, adding in the slider. And now a third pitch, the splitter, that is an effective changeup. And we've seen it a couple of times. It looks like a good pitch. A lot of people talking about that today. We'll give you a little sample here of what people had to say about it, starting with Yankees manager Aaron Boone.
You know, even going back to last year, you know, we felt like it was real and something that he could certainly incorporate. You know, I think he worked on a little bit this winter and has carried it right into spring training. So it's a pitch we have a lot of confidence in, but I think, you know, most importantly, Chappie has a lot of confidence in it. And, you know, the results have been really good on it. And I would say the feel he has for the pitch. So it's one thing to have this disgusting pitch that it's difficult to harness. It's going to be difficult to catch at times, but he's got a really good feel for it. And you know, it's something that, you know, certainly will play for him in the immediate, but I think something that will allow him to, you know, as he gets in the second half of his career, I think be something that keeps him, you know, dominant moving forward. Well, it's a pitch that he used in the playoffs last year, you know, when it was a very new pitch. So I think that speaks to the quality of the pitch and the confidence he had into it in it really in its infancy. Then I think, you know, really getting to hone it a little bit this winter and then carrying it now into spring, you watch him. It's like a pitch he's been throwing all his life. And, you know, yeah, I mean, everything lines up for it to be a real factor for him.
Here is Yankees bullpen coach Mike Harkey.
It's something he's been messing around with probably the last 3 or 4 years and then didn't break it out till last year. And just by chance, he was pitching in a low leverage, get some work in game and use it a couple times and obviously fell in love with it. And we told him we thought that it was something that he should use, not be afraid to use in big games. And he has, and it's been a big pitch for him. I expect the usage to go up exponentially this year. So I think it's just another weapon for a guy that throws as hard as he throws and has had the success he had.
Yeah, I was going to ask how often you think he can throw it. I mean, he's showing that much confidence in it, and you're showing that much confidence in it.
Yeah, well, he's been throwing it to lefties in spring training. Well, usually that's the last thing that comes, and he feels really good about it. He feels like he's in a really good place mechanically to be able to consistently throw that pitch when and whenever he wants to.
Fellow reliever Darren O'Day is probably a little jealous at Chapman's tools of being able to hit 100. I don't think O'Day has ever done that. But O'Day does have deception to his game, especially when he's coming from that arm angle and what he's able to do against right-handed batters. So I asked O'Day, as a guy who is practiced at deception, what kind of role that Chapman's splitter can have, what kind of deception that can offer to a hitter and help Chapman along during the year.
I've seen him throwing it out, and you know, when the pitchers are playing catch, and poor Sessa has to try to catch it. It turns from a game of catch into a game of fetch, so it must be pretty good. You know, a guy like Chapman, I'm pretty sure he can do whatever he wants with the baseball. It probably just took him some time. Guys that throw that hard, you know, they don't really have to have much off speed. Of course, he didn't come up through the minor leagues, but you can just dominate with one pitch. So, you know, Chappie's trying to get better, and that's the sign of a really great player. So he's known as being, you know, the hardest thrower in the league. So these guys, they have to gear up to hit it. And if you can throw something that the bottom just drops out of, he's taking all that spin off the ball. It's going to be tough because now he's controlling the strike zone in another dimension. So front and back with that straight off speed. And then he's obviously got a good slider too. So, you know, he's just adding another wrinkle to it, and the more things that a hitter has to defend against, especially on a night, say Chappie's slider's not working and he needs to get a guy off balance, now he's got an extra option. So he might not have all three pitches. If he does have all three on a night, it's probably going to be, you know, three strikeouts.
And finally, another reliever, Justin Wilson, who has seen Chapman quite a bit over the years and now sees what he's doing with this extra pitch.
One of the guys in the league that could go out there and throw all fastballs and still have very good success. For him to better his game is, you know, really impressive. And it's pretty darn good.
Yeah, it's a good pitch. You watched it?
Yeah, I mean, there's not much that comes out of his hand that's bad, truthfully. So, but yeah, you know, anything that get him off his fastball because they got to be so ready for it is going to help.
Aroldis Chapman has been a successful closer for a long time. He's a good closer. He's going to put up a good year if he's healthy. It's, you know, that part isn't really the mystery. The mystery is what happens in October. And we've seen a couple of Octobers that ended with big home runs against Chapman. So that question is always there. It's hard to recover from. There's still a little air of mystery around Chapman, the language barrier off for some of it, but it doesn't appear that he lacks for confidence. Aaron Boone said so much about him as well. He's going to be the closer in another big situation for the Yankees in October, and you're going to see plenty of times the highlights of those home runs that he's given up in October. And that's going to be the history that Chapman is dealing with as he tries to get the Yankees past that. The Yankees do not win a World Series if Aroldis Chapman isn't closing it out. I feel pretty confident in that. You know, a number of other things can happen, but Chapman is going to have a good year, and he's going to have a good postseason. That much, I think, is pretty clear. You've seen a lot of other teams get around closer issues, but they don't have usually Chapman closing for them. They usually have had issues trying to figure it out and don't have anybody in that role, and they kind of have to figure it out as they go. The Yankees have a guy in that role. They're going to give him the ball, and they're going to hope and pray that it just doesn't turn out the same way it did in the last couple of years past. And maybe, just maybe, having this extra weapon of a split change can be an effective enough pitch that he ends up having a better success this October than he's had in previous Octobers. Hey, remember that Ed Coleman and I are on the air on WFAN Sunday morning, 9 a.m., and remember to turn your clocks ahead, because that's this weekend. We're on 9 a.m., then at 1 o'clock, Yankees and Blue Jays in Dunedin. Ricky Ricardo and Jeff Nelson bring you the play-by-play of that one from Dunedin. And we are here every Sunday morning, Eddie and I, on WFAN through the rest of spring training. Remember, that's 660 on the AM dial, 101.9 FM, and you can stream us on all your devices and on the radio.com app. And also check out these podcasts, My Yankees Reports, Ed Coleman's Mets Reports, daily throughout spring training. You'll find us on the WFAN Baseball Insiders site, on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. I'm Sweeney Murdy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.